USA Radio News.
President Trump spent most of Tuesday in Pittsburgh, a city devastated by the shooting deaths of 11 members of the Tree of Life Synagogue. President Trump and his wife Melania paid their respects to the victims of Saturday's massacre. As a grief-stricken community began to bury the dead, Jeffrey Myers, the synagogue's rabbi, greeted the president along with his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner, both of whom are observing Jews. Earlier, funeral services were held for some of the victims. The president and the first lady laid stones at each of the victims' memorials. Less than 50 yards away from the president, about 1,000 protesters were chanting, many of them condemning him for divisive rhetoric.
President Trump, you are not welcome in Pittsburgh!
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
USA's Chris Barnes has an update on the crash jetliner in Indonesia.
The plane was almost new. The two-month-old Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet plunging into the Java Sea just 13 minutes after it took off from Jakarta, heading for an island off Sumatra. Its pilot had requested clearance to return to the airport just a couple of minutes after the takeoff, indicating a problem, though the exact cause was uncertain. Two passengers on the plane's previous flight from Bali to Jakarta on Sunday described issues that had caused them some alarm. One told TV One the plane dropped suddenly several times in the first few minutes of that flight and it caused some passengers to get sick. Another said the jet's takeoff on that earlier flight was delayed because the crew said there was some type of technical problem. A team from Boeing is assisting with the investigation into why the aircraft crashed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill is locked in a tight battle to hold onto her seat against Republican Josh Hawley. With more on the story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
As the 2018 midterm elections approach, one of the races everyone is keeping their eye on is the Senate race in Missouri. Now, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is currently locked in with tight race against her Republican opponent, Josh Hawley. She was on Fox News and used the term crazy Democrats. She is asked to explain what she means by crazy Democrats.
The crazy Democrats are people who walk in restaurants and scream in elected officials' faces. The crazy Democrats are, we have a state senator here in Missouri that actually advocated for the assassination of President Trump. That's a crazy Democrat. I don't do those things. I am not somebody who thinks that we should ever be uncivil. I think what most Missourians want is for us to listen to each other, figure out where we can compromise, not scream in each other's faces, not call each other names. So I'm really talking about civility here. I'm talking about being polite, having good manners.
President Trump says he plans to issue an executive order ending birthright citizenship. House Speaker Paul Ryan says that the Constitution is pretty clear that the 14th Amendment rights can't be undone by an executive order. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.